tehnično korištenje elemenata glazbe u svakodnevnom životu kojeg možemo nazvati spojem ekologije, anarhizma, društvenih pokreta, vegetarijanstva, uživanja u glazbi, uživanja u transu, prije svega od starih derviških obreda do današnjih digitalno izvedenih šamanističkih obreda.
Radio. U večerašnjem beogradskom izdanju Cross Radio probat ćemo da vam što je bolje moguće predstavimo festival Club Transmediale. Dakle, to nije festival Transmediale, mada ime jeste slično, čak negde i ciljevi ciljne grupe takođe, međutim radi se o različitim festivalima. Međunarodni festival napredne muzike i vizualnih umetnosti Club Transmediale biće održan i ove godine u Berlinu od 25. januara do 2. februara, a ja se nadam da je na vezi Oliver iz Club Transmediale festival. Oliver, hello.
Hello.
There you are. Welcome to Cross Radio.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon.
Good evening, good afternoon. It's dark already here.
Yeah, okay.
So now we are in the air in Cross Radio, which means Cross Territory, XU region mostly. Are you familiar with maybe some music and some artists coming from this part of Europe?
Yes, of course. I mean, we have quite a lot of friends who are doing wonderful festivals in that part of Europe. I mean, Dispatch Festival, to name one. So,
Dispatch, yes. Dispatch is actually the most important festival here if we talk about electronic music and visual arts. And now what we're going to talk about is actually the Club Transmediale Festival. First of all, can we make finally the difference? Club Transmediale is not Transmediale, although the name is similar and maybe there is some strong link that exists between two festivals, but it is not the same. What's the difference? Can you tell us from the beginning?
Yeah, there's always this big confusion because of similarities of the names. Mm-hmm. And of course, historically, we are born out of Transmediale in a way, because we are three artistic directors at Club Transmediale. We were all loving Transmediale Festival, and then in 1999 proposed them to do a night program. So, and we were not thinking to do a festival, but just a wonderful, interesting night, and yeah, it developed to a festival, and the name stayed. Club Transmediale, but actually Transmediale, of course, is more, I mean, we call ourselves sister festivals, and one is good for the other, and Transmediale, of course, is more dealing with the media arts side and discussions and theoretical approaches, and we are dealing with the side of new developments in music, and of course we come from electronic music scene, but now enlarged a little bit the notion of electronic and made it broader to adventurous music, and yeah, but we are also the other side of media arts, so this whole electronic music production we would like to present, and also the discussion and discourses that are happening in this field of artistic production.
You said new a few times, as it were, the new aesthetic parameters, new forms of cooperation, everything about the role of contemporary music. So what is that maybe for this year that is new, that you noticed on the scene, and which literally blown you away? What made a really, really strong impression on you? I mean, when we talk about the new stuff.
The new stuff is, of course, like that electronic music opened up to different other genres. So it's really going, it's really adapting positions of metal, of pop music, of rock and roll, of punk, and mixing it with everything that was the structures that have been developed in, let's say, 10 years ago in electronic music, like the structure of tracks and the notions of getting away from this song thing and this repetitiveness. So that's mixed now with all these other genres, and it's probably the most interesting thing that happens these times, so that you can also do electronic music without being electronic by using analog instruments, for example.
Yes.
Yeah, for example, there's a good thing like on our program that is called, a band that's called Shit and Shine, for example.
Shit and Shine?
Shit and Shine, yes, mm-hmm. A wonderful name. And
really?
It's a project that involves like from 8 to 20 percussionists.
Ooh.
Which are all, everybody's playing the same rhythm constantly. And in between there are two guys that are having a bass guitar and one metal singer. And they're improvising on this rhythm. But the percussionists stay playing the one rhythm through more than half an hour. And it's this repetitiveness from electronic music that is performed in an analog way and with some small metal influences. So that's quite an interesting crossover without using electronics.
Yes, I used to like Erika Badu. She used to sing in one of her songs, Analog Girl in a Digital World.
Yes, precisely, exactly. That's it.
So I could find my place there. Correct me if I'm wrong, this is the 9th edition of the festival, and this year under the theme Unpredictable, right?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, each year we are choosing a big theme to have a stronger focus on music developments. And unpredictability is quite a topic in electronic music because from Germany, perhaps you remember Stefan Bethke, Pole, with his project name, and he used this broken synthesizer to make new sounds without knowing what will happen when he puts in sound, and his synthesizer was broken and something interesting came suddenly out. So the black box principle, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And or like people who are using field, who are doing field recordings and mixing them, you never know which sound you are recording and what it will be at the end. Or also like an approach like Xavier van Wiersch with his Sonic War game. So the unpredictability is in the structure of his project. So he is inviting musicians to perform against each other. So like the word Sonic War game says, and there's in each team there's one winner and then they play against each other. So that's the unpredictable, and that's what we are looking for this year, like to investigate into this huge area of artistic concepts that imply the surprising and the unforeseeable, and that also creates quite a lot of dynamics and creative processes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, it's all about discovering new aesthetic forms at the end.
New aesthetic forms, yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah.
But let us not be unpredictable until the end of this conversation, maybe for the people who want to come and see what's happening on Club Transmediale. Can you tell us more about some artists? And there are quite a few interesting, I mean, I was amazed to hear and see Larry Kurt coming. That takes me back to my old DJ days, but okay. And a little bit more about how the program is concept, weekends, weekdays.
Yeah, so, I mean, of course, we are coming from the club scene of the early 90s in Berlin. So it's a mixture of having fun, learning something, seeing new things, socializing, discussing. And that's also mirrored in our program. So the weekends are also there to dance quite a lot. So on the main stage, there's quite a lot of, like you mentioned, Larry Hurt. I mean, also, would like to present the fathers of important musical genres and movements, and young and fresh musicians also that night. I mean, like from Berlin, Estemin and Prosuma and all these people which are doing wonderful, interesting stuff based on what Larry Hurt started, for example. And of course, during the week, we focus more on the experimental scene,
mm-hmm.
and create an atmosphere where you can really appreciate also these interesting productions that are happening all over the world, and we are inviting these people. Of course, you can't do it. I mean, it would not be nice to do it on the weekend because everybody would like to dance.
Of course. That's what the weekend means.
So it's all about learning and having fun. So like we try to have this nice mix.
Okay, that's a concept that can stand, I think. So we have parties during the weekends, and we try to learn and present and maybe discover and make something new during the weekdays and weeknights. I think that everybody who wants to come to Transmediale Club can see more information on your internet address. Can you repeat it for me?
Yeah, it's www.clubtransmediale.de.
Oliver, thank you very much for this short conversation.
Hope to see you
soon. Thanks again and bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Thank you.
To je bio Oliver. Dakle, čuli ste šta će se dešavati ove godine kada je u pitanju Club Transmediale, festival napredna muzika i vizualne umetnosti. Ove godine naslov i tema su u stvari jedna reč, unpredictable ili nepredvidljivo, tako da budite tamo i vidite i proverite na licu mesta šta će se dešavati. Više informacija na adresi koju je Oliver rekao, www.clubtransmediale.de. U Berlinu se sve dešava 25. januara do 2. februara. Evo nečko što bi, ja mislim, mogu da se savršeno uklopi u neko od večeri Club Transmediale festivala. Ovo su Frivolous i jedan od singlova koji obeležuju period iza nas, i to period od nekoliko godina. Kisses!
Well, we won't. Moje dame i gospodo, ne radi se ovdje ni o kakvom incidentu, ni o kakvom ekscesu. Ovdje se radi o jednoj, bojim se, vrlo dobro organiziranoj i planiranoj akciji za kojih ima više nego li je dovoljno argumenata da se to dokaže. Ovdje se radi o nekakvoj suborganizaciji.
Cross Radio.